This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
One of the biggest events in golf, the Masters, is less than a month away. And after a shocking fall from grace, one of the biggest stars in golf history could actually win it. I'm talking about Tiger Woods, who has just bagged his second PGA win of the season. Gigi Duban reports.
It's been more than 3 years since Tiger Woods' ex-wife smashed the back window of his SUV with a golf club. And it's been a long road back to the top. But now, Jake Coffin, editor at GolfChannel.com, says there's no question. Tiger has returned.
He's got the swagger. He's got the look. He's got the confidence. He's got the name.
And last week on a golf course in Doral, Florida, he had the stands flooded with fans. Coffin was there.
Just about everybody that was at that golf course wanted a piece of what it was that he was doing because they feel that he's back, because it looks like he has the potential to do things that he used to do.
And Coffin says, because everyone wants to be around a winner. But does that extend to big corporate sponsors? Depends, says David Schwab. He's with Octagon, a sports and entertainment marketing agency.
Nobody agrees with what he did. The question is he a legitimate, authentic, true endorser for a product that one would buy? And for products that are performance-related, he is.
Tiger's indiscretions cost him his wife and some huge endorsement deals like Gatorade and Gillette. But he still has lucrative contracts with Nike, Rolex, and EA Sports, golf-related stuff. What's unclear is whether he'll ever win back the deals where moms are doing the shopping. Schwab says they might just be the least forgiving of the bunch. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.